tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, May 5th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. A couple of field reports to announce and also information coming in our next hour from Missy, My Pure Health Solutions down in Battle Creek. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate it. Officer Rick reporting in for duty. Simple radio app is loud and clear from Genesee County School Cop today. So hopefully everything goes smooth at the schools, and appreciate you checking in with us, Officer Rick. Let's see. gas prices. You know, we're going to discuss this a little longer in the next segment, but we are going to have a call to action this morning. I'm going to give you guys a website, and I want you to go to it, and I want you to file a complaint and issue, because we are getting gouged when it comes to prices for gasoline. I got an actual story, Jeff. He just texted me about what he had to pay over in the Mile area. Gas prices in Mile, all the regular gas stations, $3.39 a gallon. Are you kidding me? He said, I filled up at the truck stop again, not only his truck, but he had 4 or 5 gallon gas cans with him, got it for $2.87. This is insanity. What is going on with these gas stations? And I think a story that was sent to me by an email to the radio station, along with the story that I was able to find on my own when I was searching for it, is confirming exactly what's going on. And we're going to put a stop to it. At least we're going to get an investigation started, and we're going to also contact the Attorney General's office, Dana Nessel. So, excellent, excellent text message. I responded with a screenshot of my Gas Buddy app showing gas prices in Traverse City. A regular Costco member, Sam's Club member, can get gasoline in Traverse City for $2.69 a gallon. Now, personally, because we happen to have a Costco Visa MasterCard, you get 5% off when you use that card at the Costco store for gasoline. Gas purchases, 5%. $2.70 a gallon, basically, saving 13.5 cents. We got gas for $2.56 over the weekend in Traverse City. We went down to the West Branch event great event that Christine put on. Really unfortunate that we didn't have more people there, because it was a great event. Great food, great camaraderie with all the Patriots. Saw Dar, we saw Dare Rendon, we saw Jeff, we saw everybody. Monica Feebing, they were all there. Chris Holtz from Traverse City. Great crowd. They were able to pay back the rental on the hall and actually made some money. But ridiculous, these gas prices. So we're going to talk about that. We've got other stories that we're looking at from Lansing. Got a whole amount of information for you today. Very, very good text messages. Appreciate them. Keep coming in. 231-360-5140. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Oh, once upon a midnight, dear, you woke with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Price gouging on gasoline. I'm fed up with it. I got five different sources of information confirming something is going on. Why? Because Donald Trump, our president, posted on his Truth Social page, gas prices being reported at $1.89 a gallon. Where? Different gas stations down I-95 heading toward Florida. Pockets of Oklahoma. Oklahoma has forever been the land of cheap gas and diesel fuel. Whenever I had a load out near Oklahoma, I topped off my tanks. Semi, 150 gallons on each side, 300 gallon tanks, combined capacity. If I averaged between 6 and 7 miles per gallon, depending on the weight of the load I was hauling, I could go for anywhere from 1,800 to 2,100 miles across America without getting fuel. So what did I do? I'd lay out my trips accordingly. If I was out near Oklahoma, I was going to fill up there. Then I would head back toward the East Coast and try to get South Carolina, Georgia even. If not, for sure, Kentucky or Tennessee. Always, always, always looked for the cheapest fuel prices to determine my next load. I was an owner-operator. I had to pay for my own diesel. This is something I've been doing, folks, since 2005. It's part of my frugalness, Vicky calls it. No, she actually calls me being a cheapskate. I hate paying more for something when I can buy it somewhere else for less. It ticks me off. As a matter of fact, I'll give you a perfect example. Vicky's Jeep filled it up for the week. She's good to go all week, back and forth, 22 miles to Bel Air, to her clerk's office, 22 miles home, 44 miles a day, 5 days a week. I got her covered with a tank of gas. Actually, she can almost go 2 weeks if we don't drive it on weekends. So, totally screwed up, totally forgot to fill up her tank the last time I was in Traverse City. She had 3/4 of a tank. I'm not going to bother going to Costco and topping it off. Forget about it. Totally forgot. Back and forth, back and forth. We're driving together to drop the Jeep off at the Jeep dealer to get some things repaired on it. She calls me as we're heading towards Williamsburg, and she says, "I'm out of fuel." And I'm like, "How much do you have?" She goes, "I push the button and it doesn't even tell me I have anything available in my range. I am out of gas." I said, "Is it still moving?" She goes, "Yes." I said, "Okay. When we get to 31 and 72 there in Williamsburg, turn right into the Shell gas station." Pulled into the Shell gas station, even with my gas buddy card. It was $3.19, and I was saving 10 cents a gallon, something like that, $3.09. You know what I did? I put 2 gallons of gas in the Jeep. Just enough to make sure she wasn't going to run out, that the gauge would move a little bit. And I put 2 gallons in at $3.10, because all I had to do is get into Traverse City, get her to the Costco where I could buy it for $2.56. And then I put the other 22 gallons into it, which, because it's a 24-gallon tank. That's how cheap I am. I'm not going to pay $3.10 when I can get in the Traverse City and buy it for $2.56. We're going in the Traverse City anyway. This is the game I have made of my life ever since being a truck driver, starting in June of 2005. Sorry, it's just what I am and who I am. When I see you guys texting me Sheboygan at 3:39, okay, John Palmer. Oh, where did John go? Tennessee's another one, Rod says. Absolutely. Knoxville, I-40. There's a gas war always going on in the middle of Tennessee between the Flying J and all of the different truck stops that they had back in the day, Loves, all of them, they always have a gas war going on in Knoxville, Tennessee on I-40. Lori Robinson, Indian River at 5:30 this morning. 5:30 this morning. Who the heck is up at 5:30? I'm kidding, Lori. 3:19. John Palmer. He says Indian River Friday coming home from work, 3:39. This morning, 3:19. That's still ridiculous. Now, here's the stories. Here's the information that I want to share with you guys. Lansing has a Attorney General's office, Dana Nessel, that is supposed to be enforcing our consumer protection laws. So I'm going to get her information pulled up here, and I want you to call the Attorney General's office and report price gouging for gasoline here in northern Michigan. I'll get you the number. Be ready for it. I'll even text it to your phones when I tell you it's ready. I want to get to the website first and make sure I give you the right number. But there's another website I have pulled up already that I want you to write down, or I'll text it to you. Oversight. MI for Michigan, oversight.com. When you go to mioversight.com, it says contact us. Have a suggestion? Name, email, and your message. Okay, this is something that I want the Oversight Committee to be aware of, and I want them to work in concert because they, the House Republicans, thanks to Matt Hall, has given the chair of Oversight Committee, Jay DeBoyer, subpoena power. Subpoena power. What does that mean? That means that when we contact these people through Michigan MIOversight.com website and we put gasoline price gouging into the message. Because here's the problem. Blarney Castle owns every gas station in Antrim County. If you're in Antrim County and you're going to the BP or you're going to the Shell station or you're going to the Marathon or you're going to whatever gas station you go to, Blarney Castle Corporation owns them. Many of them own these gas stations in Sheboygan, Otsego, Gaylord area. Usually, sometimes you can get a gas war going on in Gaylord between the Walmart and the, I think it's the Speedway on Main Street, right across the street, down the road from the Iron Pig. Well, they have six areas of what they are looking to oversight and look in and investigate to bring accountability to our state government that can work with subpoena powers along with the Attorney General's office. MIOversight.com. Weaponization of state government, child welfare system, corporate subsidies and state investments, public health and food safety, homeland security and foreign influence, state and local public assistance programs. Those are the six areas they want to hear from us on. I don't know really which one would apply, but price gouging, homeland security, state and local public assistance, corporate subsidies, state investments. Are these gas stations, these oil companies, are they getting any kind of corporate subsidies from Lansing? I don't know. But this is one way to get their attention because they have subpoena power. MIOversight.com. Give them your name, your email address, and tell them to investigate price gouging when it comes to gasoline and diesel here in our listening area, across the state. I don't care. Blow up this website with investigate price gouging when it comes to gasoline. And I got to believe that with the recent ice storm, when many of these gas stations didn't even have power, they couldn't even operate, They had to bring in backup generators. I think they're holding gas prices artificially high to profit from when they were down during the ice storm. I don't know, but it's just kind of funny. Traverse City, you can get gas for $2.69, and you guys are at $3.39. Captain Jeff reporting in for duty. What does Captain Jeff have to say? Gas price here in Cedarville had dropped to $3.12 about a week ago. Then unexpectedly, it went back up to $3.29. Mackinac City is $3.19. Traverse City is $2.69. 50 cents a gallon cheaper. Why? What the heck is going on? So again, text me Oversight. I'll send you the link to that website. Let's do a search real quick. Attorney General, if you can spell attorney right, General Dana Nessel, Michigan Attorney General. Click. Okay. There's a government website. Attorney General is at michigan.gov/AG. Contactor. Where is the contact? Contact directory. Bingo. Okay, click on Attorney General organizational details. Find a division. Let's go to Consumer Protection. The Attorney General is the state's top law enforcement official. Top one. Let's see. Consumer and Regulatory Enforcement Bureau. There we go. I had this pulled up earlier, and I ended up closing it. Corporate Oversight? No, that's not it. Consumer Protection. Where did Consumer Protection go? Okay, you know what? I'm going to go back. Let's just give her her general number. Now, you guys are trained. You've been listening to the show long enough. You know the area code for Lansing is 517-335-7622. 517-335-7622. I'm going to give you the House Oversight website and her phone number in one text. Text me the word gas. Oversight will get you the Oversight Committee's address, email, or the link to the website. But text me gas. I'll give you mioversight.com and the phone number again to the Attorney General, 517-335-7622. Her office is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Every one of you listening, I want you to call the Attorney General's office today. I don't care when you do it. They're open 8 to 5. But text me gas, and I'm going to send you this information. I want you to file a complaint for gasoline and diesel price gouging if you're listening to this show. If we get enough people from Northern Michigan to do this, along with contacting the mioversight.com website and filing a complaint with the House Oversight Committee, who has subpoena power, we can absolutely get this investigated and maybe, just maybe, put a stop to it. These companies need to be fined. This is ridiculous. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge, delivering safe, reliable energy.